The language of bats. Some animals, such as dolphins, are thought to communicate using sounds that can express specific meanings. However, it was long believed that the sounds made by some other animals, such as bats, were random. A study of Egyptian fruit bats suggests that their communication system is actually quite complex. The bats were kept in captivity, and the scientists conducting the study used a computer program to analyze the sounds that the bats made. The sounds were grouped into categories based on context. For example, certain sounds tended to be produced in the presence of food. Other sounds occurred during what appeared to be arguments between bats over where the bats would sleep. In the future, the scientists hope to monitor bats in their natural habitat to see whether the sounds they make change.
Questions. Number 17. What did the study of Egyptian fruit bats suggest? Number 18. How did the scientists conduct their analysis? D. Wilderness Protection. The Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, located in a U.S. national forest, contains over 1,000 lakes and rivers. It offers visitors the chance to experience nature in an undisturbed state and provides an important habitat for endangered plants and animals. The area also contains large amounts of valuable metals underground. Such metals could be mined and used to make products, ranging from electronics to aircraft engines. However, conservationists worry that mining would release harmful substances into nearby waterways. Local residents are split over whether to allow mining in the area. Some say it could improve the economy by creating jobs, while others believe protecting nature should be the priority. According to a study by an economist, mining may indeed bring short-term economic benefits. However, the study found that such benefits would be smaller than the long-term negative impact mining would have on the tourist industry.
Questions. Number 19. What is true about the area described by the speaker? Number 20. What did the study suggest about allowing mining in the area?